Guys, it's the Great Debate Program.
Are you guys ready to debate? We don't have a lot of time.
I feel like Dave is a secret weapon because he has his adorable dog Donut sitting on his lap and staring at me and being cute.
Donut's either going to be a huge help to me or a giant distraction. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm going to plug her Instagram account, Donut in the City.
Donut in the City is
for
in
for adorable is pictures in the great of my puppy. Studios.
Who doesn't need one more puppy in their Instagram? Right. To be honest,
I like pretty much every post.
Thank you, buddy. Let's debate.
We're going to do a bunch of listener micros.
Yeah. I love when listeners help.
Isn't that a great idea? Listener micros. I got four of them. First one.
Okay. Four micros and a funeral.
First one is from Stephen P.
What is it?
Steve Healy taking the pro. Credit cards are cooler than debit cards.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. Simple answer to this one. Credit cards are cooler than debit cards because of the risk. You're living on the edge. You're putting yourself out there. You're spending money you do not have. Okay, that's just cooler. Debit card is for your safe, conservative Johnny minister's wife. But the credit card guy, he doesn't know where that money's coming from. He could find himself in a lot of debt next month. Now, plus rewards, points, all that stuff. And if you pay your credit card bill, you are ripping off the credit card company. They are assuming you're not going to be able to pay it, and they're going to take that 12% out of the loan or whatever that you get. So if you pay your credit card bill promptly on time every month, you are stealing money from them. It's a great move. Very cool move to rob corporate America. Credit cards are cooler than debit cards.
You're not ripping off the credit card company if you pay your bill online. They're ripping you off if you don't pay it online, but the inverse is not true. You're not, or what did I say online? I meant on time. I forget what I said. It doesn't matter. You can't rip off a credit card company. You still have to pay yearly dues for them. You said that you get rewards, but you could get those on a debit card. There are debit card rewards. Rewards programs too. There's nothing cool about having to pay 18% interest on things that you've already purchased. Debit cards are cooler because they're newer, they're younger, they're the cooler younger sibling to credit cards, and risk might be cool, but not the kind of risk that comes with credit card that can literally cripple the economic infrastructure of a household. How many bankruptcies have we heard about due to credit card debt? None such the case with debit cards, and that's what makes them cooler.
Look, there's cool. Nobody cool is going through life without going bankrupt a couple of times. Second of all, to go back to one of your earlier points,
that's ridiculous.
I believe that bank cards in some form are actually older than credit cards. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's true. I'm making this up, but I'm pretty sure there's been some kind of something like you already had this money and you're extending it before there was a credit card where you were sort of putting a wild payment down without knowing that you had that cash to back it up.
And since you're making things up, I'll make up the fact that owners of debit cards, people who use debit cards more often than credit cards, have more sex than credit card users.
Well, you
they're
can't
better
just make,
looking
you,
than credit
you
card
know the
users.
The rules of Great Debates, you can make up stuff as long as it's possibly maybe true.
You're right. And I rescind my last comment. You're absolutely right. But don't you think that there's a difference between like being cool and being on the edge and being over the edge in terms of like not actually being able to maintain your finances?
If you're not risking being over the edge, you're definitely not being cool. That's no question.
You can risk being over the edge with a debit card as well. You could overdraw on a debit card, which is a much cooler way of being risky than not paying your credit card bill.
Overdrawing on a debit card is just sloppy and foolish. There's nothing cool about it. But putting that money, being like, listen, I know I'm going to have 18 grand by the end of the month. That's cool.
Going with Healy for micro.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator.
Now, come on, don't Davis. He did great. No. I mean, you did great too. Healy did great on this one.
Can I just little postscript?
Yeah. Mm.
Who's like off the top of your head the coolest living person you can think of, or one of the coolest?
LeBron
James. Great. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah. It's a good example. Let's say you were hanging out with LeBron.
Yeah. By the way, I bet he's very financially responsible. I just have a feeling.
But let's say you're hanging out with LeBron and he pays for something with a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at you and he goes like, I get United Miles. I get lots of United miles with my credit card. It's great. I got the lowest APR percentage.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you lose a little bit of respect for LeBron?
If I learned that LeBron was like a miles hacker, I think that was
what
awesome.
What if he said instead, like, I have 300 million miles on American Airlines?
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I guess.
Plus, he's using there's
also,
no.
He's using an American Express Black.
Yeah, exactly. There's no black debit card.
It's totally cool.
That's
to
fair.
Hey, before we move on to the next debate, just a tiniest bit of host chat.
Okay.
We are adding a new member to the Great Debates family because producer Mark got engaged.
That's right.
Over the Christmas holiday.
Congratulations.
He liked it,
brother.
So he put a ring on it. Congrats to producer Mark.
Of and Mazel Tovs.
Producer in law to be Sarah.
Producer in law.
You married into the empire.
No, it's true.
So good move for her. All right, let's not waste a ton of time chatting about who got engaged over Christmas. You know?
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Stephen P., for that topic. Next, micro debate up for discussion. Healy taking the pro again. Jake B., thank you for submitting this topic, Jake B. Topic is, 3 minutes on the clock, babies can have friends.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. I don't believe it, but I'm going to debate it. Watch. Two babies can meet eyes and hold hands and cuddle and laugh together and be friends. Now, they don't have to be friends forever. Even if the baby forgets immediately this friend that it had, in the moment, two babies can absolutely be friends. And is in a way, isn't that the purest kind of friendship? Friendship doesn't necessarily have to be this thing that extends for years and years. It can be this instantaneous connection. You can say, oh, you know, I was at the airport, I made friends with somebody. And similarly, two babies, you know, parents bring them together. They have a little fun and they laugh together and they poke each other in the nose and they're having fun and they're being friends. Those two babies have become friends. The friendship may not be lifelong. It may not even last beyond the time that they're spending together. But absolutely, two babies can be friends. They can make a connection, laugh together. That's what means friendship to
this us. This is an insult to the institution of friendship. What the hallmark of friendship is not the length of friendship. You keep going back to this idea of lifelong friends. It doesn't have to be a permanent thing, but there has to be a certain amount of depth to it. And simply laughing together does not constitute friendship. There's a reason that people use friends in a sort of joking way when they're talking about animals or even stuffed animals. I mean, you could say a bit, like, people will say, oh, don't forget her little friend Lamb Chop when you're talking about a baby and a stuffed animal. And the same thing is true of babies and other babies. They're only friends in the sense that they're like approximating the things that friends do, which is spending time with each other and appearing to like each other. But a baby doesn't have the capacity to form a relationship with another person that I would say isn't a member of their family in such a way that would become a friend. And this isn't, we're not saying toddlers, we're not saying children, we're saying babies.
How would you define friendship? Here's a couple definitions. It's two people who enjoy spending time together, who laugh together, who have some kind of connection, who have a bond, who are not related. Those are some attributes
right,
of friendship.
I don't think two babies have a bond other than the physical
sure
space
they
that they share.
I think they
you
can recognize that they're both babies.
You can't say that these two people, that these babies are friends just because you put them in a crib together and they start laughing together. And by the way, the chances that two babies will laugh with each other is incredibly low.
Dave, you walked right into my trap because that shows that there can be, like, you couldn't have babies that were friends if they always got along. Friendship needs to be this thing that's special.
This isn't a trap. This doesn't prove that there's a uniqueness.
No, it proves that sometimes
laughing.
The babies can have different levels of relationships with other babies. Two babies can be enemies.
But those things are so mostly due to circumstance and not the qualities of the other person. The chances that a baby is going to laugh or cry or be indifferent to another baby are so much more dependent on how recently has this baby been fed, how recently has the baby gone to the bathroom, how tired is the baby, etc., as opposed to how good of a quote-unquote friend is this other baby.
I'm going with Davis.
Yeah.
Cool, you got a pity win. Congrats.
Get that.
Dave really queered the whole moderating experience when he accused the moderator of bias.
That is kind of true, but I got to carry on.
Now I think you're like the little league coach who like doesn't want to show favoritism to his kid or
baloney,
something.
Baloney, yeah. I got to carry on.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
NBA stars they know what they're doing when they complain to the refs. It's part of the game. Is saying, hey, man, I got fouled and you didn't call it. Or when the coach calls out the refs and says, like, we're not getting fair treatment out here. There's a reason we do that. And I'll game the system any way I have to. I play to win, and I make no apologies for it.
Yeah, I think you just got a win off it. Congrats.
I also, by the way, I got a lot of support on Twitter and some emails from people who were like, didn't want to say anything, but I'm with you.
There's
about
a 30% of people out there who consider themselves kind of underdogs, and they like the scruffy whole Dave thing. You know,
people who
it's hard to root for the Yankees, you know?
People lean king. I try not to lean either way.
Cool.
And the king leaners, they're going to think that you got robbed.
Hey, moderator is a tough job. I will say that.
Absolutely. It's hardest job in the debates.
No question.
Guys, I got another topic.
Okay. Boy, we are really providing the product we offer, which is debates today.
That's Jake it. That's B, all you're getting.
Jake B, I want to thank you for your submission of the topic we just did. Thank you, Jake B. This one comes from Ryan W.
Oh.
Ryan, thanks for submitting. I got 3 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
We haven't been wasting any time. It feels so good. Got 3 minutes on the clock. Healy's going to take the Pro 8. Is the coolest looking digit.
No question. Two circles. Infinity stands up and creates 8. You name me a cooler looking digit. What, 7, 6, 9, 4? I mean, picture all the digits in your mind. There's only one that is like a smaller circle atop a bigger circle. And you know what? If you draw it evenly, it even kind of has the vibe of 8, which is like an evenly divisible,
what?
Solid, substantial number. 8 is the coolest of the digits.
It has the vibe of 8?
Yeah. 8 looks the most like what it is.
Well, that is not what we're arguing, but obviously 1 looks the most like what it is. 7 is the coolest looking number.
Because it has
7 is the coolest looking number.
Everyone knows that 1 has a hat and a foot, which is
it doesn't have to. Certain forms of 1 and certain typefaces don't have that.
Any digit
that
there's a lot of options, that's not going to be a good digit.
Really? 7's the best looking number. There's no question about it. It's angular, it's sharp, it's sexy. And if you throw that little crosshatch in it, good night, nurse. There's nothing as distinguished as that. It's like a little, I don't even know what it is.
I like the crosshatch. The crosshatch is cool. It's like 7 puts on a tie.
In the pocket.
Yeah, it's a little
7 is dressing up, but if you need to dress it down, all you need to do is slashes.
A sloppily drawn 7
it's
looks
so
like a 1.
Sleek.
You got a big problem there. You have to get the angle right. You can screw the angle up.
Confusability should not be, I don't think, part of the criteria of
best absolutely
looking.
It should. Absolutely it should. Yeah, you want a digit that's distinct, that stands out, that's clear,
that's
recognizable. That's a part of fashion anywhere in the world.
I've mistaken 8 for 6s. Also, by the way,
you've never mistaken 8 for a 0. That's
ridiculous. 8s are terrible. If you're drawing, hold on a second.
This whole debate is ridiculous if you don't walk that back. You've never mistaken 8 for a 0. That's never, ever happened.
If people, you said if your 7 is sloppy, you're going to mistake for another number. Well, if your 8 is sloppy, and if you do it, depending on how you draw it, if you draw it not as circle below, but rather as figure 8, so to speak, a lot of people oftentimes when they draw a figure 8, the top of the 8 is too small and it ends up looking like
it's
0.
It's essentially impossible
you
to screw up an 8.
You just drew it yourself and it looks like, it actually looks like a Hebrew letter. You didn't close the circle on top. Some people might mistake that for a 4 or a capital F.
Actually, the 8 I drew.
You tried to draw an 8 and you messed up.
You know what's more? The 8 that I drew looks like an interesting kind of beetle with 2 antennae sticking out. It's the most animal of the digits, the most
representative. Now you're trying to argue that because you misdrew an 8 and it looked like a beetle, that an 8 is somehow animalistic.
You can't go wrong with 8. It's also
well-drawn 8 doesn't look like that.
Here's another reason. Why in figure skating is there only one digit that is represented as a pattern? The figure 8. We all know the figure 8. It's beautiful. Dancers do it. Figure skaters do it.
But we're not rewarding.
Heels with the buzzer beater.
Yes. Nice.
Because of the figures.
Yeah. That was good. That's a winning argument. I'm embarrassed I didn't think it up sooner.
I shouldn't have said figure 8.
I think you got
it into your head.
Yeah.
Well done, buddy.
Also, why is 8 considered so lucky in China? I wish I thought of that, too. well, auspicious number.
Can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
I think 8 is the best.
Thank you.
I don't think it's the coolest, though. It's the best. I think there, you know, when you go to the slot machines and there's that beautiful 7.
Yeah, there's
right
something
there.
Very appealing about 7.
That looks great, yeah. Man. That makes me want to gamble.
Mm.
You think it's the actual design of the number that makes you want to gamble?
There's no 8 on that thing, right?
No,
they're
I guess
plugging
not.
Into something. 7, 7, 7.
Yeah. You know? Now we go in for 7 the way the Chinese seem to go in for 8.
It's true.
What's going on there?
Are there slot machines with 8s on them in China?
Undoubtedly so, yeah.
We wake up tomorrow, Las Vegas is exactly the same, except all of the 7s are replaced by 8s on slot machines.
No, something's wrong. Yeah. Something's
everything
off.
Everything is
no,
off.
No, I know, but what
Vegas
machine
returns
revenue
to the Sands.
Down by 15%.
You think business goes down?
I think 10 to 15%, yeah.
I think it's basically the same.
Mm.
I don't think it's the number that's getting us to gamble.
Lucky well, number 7,
it's
dude.
Part of it, I think. It's part of the look. The cherries,
yeah.
Also. I was
sure.
Who was having cherries. This conversation with about the cherries? Mm. Like, what they hang.
They're
they
tantalizing.
Look, yeah.
They're almost like you could pluck them right off.
Put my coins in the slot,
yeah.
Man.
Now, 7 sounds cooler than 8, definitely,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
7.
There's a movie called 7.
Yeah,
but 6. Don't you think 6 is the best
There's
sounding
Jennifer
number?
Jennifer 8, not as good as 7. 6? No, it sounds like sex. It's you could get all messed
and
up.
And that's not cool to you?
It doesn't. It's you're like, oh, what? Oh no, 6. Sorry, never mind. That's bad.
You got so excited by something that sounded like the word sex.
Yeah. No, I thought somebody was offering sex, but they were saying, no. I'm sorry. Do you want 6? 6. No, thank you.
Okay. What do we got time for? One more debate?
At least one more. Ryan W., sick. I appreciate your submission. Thank
hey,
you
should we take a minute here and say much. How to submit topics?
Yeah. Oh, great idea.
Guys, we have a presence out there on the internet, and the way to find us is to use the handle GreatDebates69. So, for instance, if you're into Gmail, you can email us at GreatDebates69@gmail.com.
If you're into Gmail.
If you're,
if
into,
you're a Gmail lover.
If you're into Instagram, you can find us at GreatDebates69.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst way to submit topics.
Well,
like, slide into our DM, bro.
Slide into the DM.
That's Twitter. I would say hiring a skywriter would be the worst way.
That's
inefficient. We probably wouldn't see it.
May not see it. Very expensive. Wastes
now,
a lot of carbon.
That being said, if you did hire a skywriter to do it and then photograph it and then put it on your Instagram and tag us in the photo, that would be tight.
Yeah, Facebook also wasteland. I think we're there, but just not worth
it. Twitter, we're guaranteed Facebook. To see it. Gmail,
Twitter,
guaranteed to
and
see
and
it.
And other people will see it, and they'll like it, and it'll trend or whatever. I don't know.
Can we make a skywriting guarantee that if anyone skywrites a topic and sends us a picture of it, we will debate it on the show?
Whatever the topic
Healy
is.
He's reluctant to make this guarantee.
I don't want to encourage skywriting out there.
You don't want to encourage what?
Skywriting.
What?
What?
Skywriting is great.
I don't know. It's like, you're going to have to spend a lot of money on that.
Cool.
A guy's going to be putting himself at significant risk doing those motions. I don't know.
They're professionals.
Like, I'll go along with it, but I am hesitant.
Someone might start a Kickstarter and take a couple dollars from all their friends.
How much do you, the rough estimate, how much do you think it costs to skywrite a Great Debates topic?
$650.
I was going to say like $900.
Really? I bet you're breaking a grand at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a great question. That's one of those things, like, if we found out it cost $8,000, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'd be stunned. $8,000?
Stunned.
Yeah.
Should we rip stunned. A quick
We have producer
here?
Mark has handed me some very interesting information.
That's why we have him.
Healy,
yep.
I hope you're sitting down.
No.
On average, a personal skywriting message will cost upwards of $6,000 to $8,000.
You're kidding.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. Are you stunned?
Yeah.
Depending on where the few skywriting planes are located at the time, etc. If this is out of your budget, on average, a personal airplane banner will cost it'll cost you about $600.
Now, okay. Will we accept a banner?
I'll accept a banner.
I'll take a banner. Yeah.
I'll take a banner.
I actually, all right, majority rules. We'll take
honest,
a banner.
I prefer the banner.
Are you some sort of like chemtrails guy? Are you worried about the chemicals
There's
are coming
something
out.
Something about skywriting.
My Uber
and
driver
it
was talking about
nervous.
Chemtrails today.
Oh,
did you guys see the beautiful sky in Los Angeles?
Oh yeah, such a beautiful day.
The atmospheric ribbon was in action. What is the presumed intent of chemtrails?
Sterilize
the populace, turn us gay or something?
No, it's to just kind of
make us woozy
or something.
And who made the call? Who supposedly makes the call on how many chemtrails there should be, where they're going to be
Putin.
Situated?
Yeah, that's Putin. A Putin situation.
Putin calls that one.
Hey, speaking of Putin.
Yeah, baby.
You got Putin has been on the brain lately.
Putin has got himself in the news.
Putin on the brain.
I don't know who his publicist is, but my God.
I got a Putin top.
Putin.
I think he's with PMK.
This is a... Okay, so we just talked about people submitting topics to us. This person, friend of the Great Debates, submitted to us via Twitter. This is at Jelliot that submitted this top. Thank you, at Jelliot.
J. Elliot. Oh, J. What's the guy's top?
Anyway,
or
the top.
Lady's top.
J. Elliot, thanks for the submission. 3 minutes on the clock. Putin has a favorite ep of Seinfeld.
Okay, I'm Steve Healy, and I'm taking the pro. Yeah, I think Putin has a favorite episode of Seinfeld, and here's why. I think you look at Putin, and you do see a guy who's got a little sense of fun and humor. He likes to needle us. He likes to, like, say kind of, like, provocative, funny things. I think we know from the Everybody Loves Raymond, that whole, you know, they made a version of Everybody Loves Raymond in Russia. That teaches us that they are getting American sitcoms. They're seeing them. There's no way Putin's not getting delivered to him personally the top-level American sitcoms. Guy's about 54, 55, 60. He's in dad sort of age, primo Seinfeld territory. In Russia, I think they find, like, Jewish people and that whole scene very humorous and amusing. Seinfeld is pretty, connects with a lot of people. I think the guy has seen Seinfeld and he has a favorite episode.
Okay.
I bet somebody's shown him the one about Ukraine. Is you say Ukraine is weak? Remember when Kramer's on the subway?
And vaguely.
I bet somebody's shown him just like that clip. He likes it. He's into it. Yeah.
First of all, if you had
make the obvious points, how is Putin going to have seen Seinfeld? Well, you know, he's the president of Russia.
What?
I'm just, already bored by your argument. But go ahead.
You're way off.
Okay.
First of all, if you had seen the documentary about trying to export, I think it's called Exporting Raymond, you would know that they actually encounter a great deal. Well, I didn't, but people told me about it. And if you had seen it, you would know that they encounter a great deal of difficulty overcoming the cultural differences in humor. And they had
that, I think, was like manipulated for the documentary because they needed a sense of conflict.
Well, if you've seen the documentary, that's fine. I'm pretty sure this documentary was manipulated.
Well, you haven't
then
even
whatever.
Seen it.
Let's get back to some real basics.
Yeah.
The key word here is favorite. I think he probably has seen some Seinfeld or a Seinfeld clip or something like that. I think he's actually probably aware of Seinfeld. But I don't think he has a favorite episode.
Sure he does.
I don't even have a favorite episode of Seinfeld, and I love Seinfeld. What, Healy, what's your favorite episode of Seinfeld? Go.
Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Okay, that's not what it's called, but
sure. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's your favorite episode. For you're sure about that?
Yeah.
If I had to survey,
there's a lot of great nominees. I love a lot of episodes of Seinfeld, but that one jumps to mind.
If I had to interview 100 Americans and ask them what's your favorite Seinfeld episode, I don't think the majority of them would be able to. They'd probably be like, it's like them all, or like the one. Do you think
Vladimir Putin, who kills his opponents, who has held control of Russia for over a decade. Is the kind of guy who's like, I don't know, I like them all. No, this is a guy who makes decisions.
No, my point is that the American public
who has
seen most Americans,
man.
Most Americans have seen a number of episodes of Seinfeld.
Chocolate babka.
And I'm saying that even Putin, who has probably only seen like a couple or a YouTube clip, he's not going to have a favorite.
Time to turn to the Putin of the Great Debates.
Davis, who won?
Medina.
I think Healy won.
Yeah.
Crazy that he let me win on that.
But I think I don't think he has a favorite episode.
I don't either. Of course he doesn't. I doubt he's even seen it. He's Vladimir Putin.
So then why did I lose?
Because you got out. You didn't run the clock correctly. Mm-hmm. You allowed me to have the clock.
Right.
Just vigor of argument. Vigor. I cut your balls off like from the get-go. Like yeah, boxed
that was
you
harsh.
In.
That was
I attacked
harsh.
You. I got your emotions up in all the
M&M
wrong ways.
Shit right yeah. There. That was some rabbit shit.
That was some like mid-80s Pistons debate.
It was Bill Laimbeer debate. Listen, you don't always win clean, unfortunately.
Huh? Was yeah. Bill you're the winning dirty? Nobody better than Healy.
If you like what you're hearing, if you hate what you're hearing, let us know. Or if you're just hearing it, you're not even sure, yeah. Can't make up your mind. Send us a tweet, send us an email. GreatDebate69 is how to reach us. Talk to us. You out there?
Top
What's
to
up?
Us.
Top to us.
Top to us. We'd like to hear from some people who are checking us out on SiriusXM Insight.
Our new Sirius gang.
If you're listening to us on Sirius, give us a shout out. We want to hear from you. All right, friends. Really enjoyed this episode. Thanks to all the listeners who submitted tops. And we'll see you next week on The Great Debate. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. The theme song was composed by Christopher Knight. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King, and the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.